"Ned," I asked, "would you know if your dad left any notebooks? Spirals? They would have been like the kind kids take to school." Ned's mouth pinched at that. He dropped his head and spoke to a spot somewhere between his knees. "Yeah, all kinds of them, actually. My mom said they were probably diaries. Anyway, in his will, he asked that Mom burn all his private papers, and she did." "I guess that makes sense," Huddy said. "It jives with what I know about Kurt and the old Sarge, at least." Ned looked up at him. Huddy elaborated. "Those two guys distrusted scientists. You know what Tony called them? Death's crop dusters. He said their big mission in life was to spread poison everywhere, telling people to go ahead, eat all they wanted, that it was knowledge and it wouldn't hurt them, that it would set them free." He paused. "There was another issue, too." "What issue?" Ned asked. "Discretion," Huddy said. "Cops can keep secrets, but Kurt and Tony didn't believe scientists could. Look how fast those idiots crop-dusted the atomic bomb all around the world," I heard Tony say once. "We fried the Rosenbergs for it, but anyone with half a brain knows the Russians would have had the bomb in 2 years anyway. Why? Because scientists like to chat. That thing we've got out in Shed B may not be the equivalent of the A-bomb, but then again, it might. One thing's for sure. It isn't anybody's A-bomb as long as it's sitting out back under a piece of canvas." I thought that was just part of the truth. I've wondered from time to time if Tony and Ned's father ever really needed to talk about it. I mean, on some late weekday evening when things at the barracks were at their slowest, guys cooping upstairs, other guys watching a movie on the VCR and eating microwave popcorn. Just the two of them downstairs from all of that, in Tony's office with the door shut. I'm not talking about maybe or kinda or sorta. I mean, whether or not they ever spoke the flat-out truth. There's not anything like this anywhere, and we're keeping it. I don't think so, because really all they would have needed to do was to look into each other's eyes, to see that same eagerness, the desire to touch it and pry into it. Hell, just to walk around it. It was a secret thing, a mystery, a marvel. But I didn't know if the boy could accept that. I knew he wasn't just missing his father. He was angry at him for dying. In that mood, he might have seen what they did as stealing, and that wasn't the truth either. At least not the whole truth.